عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على رسولنا وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, respected علماء, حفاظ, أساتذة, elders and friends, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Respected friends, as the month of Ramadan drew to a close, then the general feeling was one of astonishment at how quickly the month went by. Barely had it started when the end was already in sight. And for those who will witness the next Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among them, then we will often hear the statement, it feels like Ramadan just ended yesterday, and already we welcome in the new Ramadan. The general realization is at how quickly the hands of time are moving. Today we have our exchange rates, our currencies, our commodities, our assets. But perhaps one of the most valuable assets, commodity that we possess is time. If we could auction 1 minute, 1 minute of time to those who have already passed on, then what do we think they would be willing to bid in exchange for this 1 minute of life? The rand that you lose today, the rand that we lose today, we can earn it tomorrow. The deal that goes sour today, perhaps we can strike a better deal tomorrow. But that 1 second of time that goes by, how will we ever get it back? In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on time and those creations which are associated with time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى وَالْعَصْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the dawn, by the 10 nights, by the sun, by the moon, by the evening, by the morning, by the qasam of time, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily, insan is in a deception regarding time. If you ever see a heap of leaves, and when the wind blows gently, slowly a few leaves are blown off, until such a time when no leaves remain. That is the working of time in us. It is slowly eroding our existence from this dunya. So how is time deceptive? Not only restricted to, but more often found in the youth, the teenagers, the young adults. We live with this false sense of security. I will change tomorrow. Let me mess it up now. I'll get married. Once I'm married, once I'm settled down, once I have a job, once I have kids, then I'll come right. Where is this time guaranteed? Who guaranteed us this time? We are not guaranteed to see the end of today. Then where are we guaranteed another 50, 60, 70 years? The poet says, يُحِبُّ الْفَتَى طُولَ الْبَقَى وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ثِقَةٍ أَنَّ الْبَقَاءَ فَنَاءُ زِيَادَتُهُ فِي الْجِسْمِ نَقْصُ حَيَاتِهِ وَلَيْسَ عَلَى نَقْصِ الْحَيَاةِ نُمَاءُ. يُحِبُّ الْفَتَى طُولَ الْبَقَى وَإِنَّهُ. People love to live for long. We all desire to live for a long time. عَلَى ثِقَةٍ أَنَّ الْبَقَاءَ فَنَاءُ. But even that time has to one day come to an end. زِيَادَتُهُ فِي الْجِسْمِ نَقْصُ حَيَاتِهِ. As we age, our lifespan decreases. وَلَيْسَ عَلَىٰ نَقْسِ الْحَيَاةِ نُمَاءُ. And that time which has already gone by, that life which has already shortened, we can never increase it. Umar ibn al-Khattab, رضي الله عنه, said, القوة في العمل ألا تؤخر عمل اليوم للغد. Strength in action, strength in deeds, is to not delay today's deeds for tomorrow. Why? If we continuously delay, and our need to do this, to do that, piles up, then a time will come when we want to practice, but we don't know where to start. It is similar to the concept of opportunity cost. Opportunity cost, you have 10 rand, you wish to purchase item A and B, both cost 10 rand. So if you purchase A, you sacrifice the opportunity to purchase B. And if you purchase B, you sacrifice the opportunity to purchase A. So it's a similar concept. The time we have today, and we wish to practice on something, but we leave it out for tomorrow, then come tomorrow, the time span is still the same. It hasn't increased. So now we're stuck with a dilemma. Do we practice on today's actions and forego yesterday's? Or do we practice on yesterday's actions and forego today's? In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most of men are wasteful of it. That is good health and free time. Brothers, no doubt in our free time we need to relax. After a long day of work, we need to rest the mind every night, in the weekends, with a holiday. But if we critically analyze our free time, our relaxation, then there comes a point when the mind is relaxed, the mind is at ease, the stresses, the pressure is all gone, and now the mind wishes to be stimulated. It wishes for more activity. But instead of taking on new activities, spending time with the family, reading a book, seeking beneficial knowledge, taking on physical activity, then we often find ourselves as couch potatoes, idling hours away in front of the telly. And I speak to myself first, we have become zombies with our gadgets, our cell phones, our tabs, our laptops, doing nothing beneficial but scrolling through social media, liking photos, watching videos, and idling hours away. What do we like to say? We're just killing time. But seriously, are we killing time, or is time killing us? In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narrated in Tirmidhi Sharif, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربعين عن عمره فيما أفناه وعن جسده فيما أبلاه وعن علمه ماذا عمل فيه وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. That on the day of Qiyamah, the feet of a servant will not move an inch until he is questioned on four things. عن عمره فيما أفناه, his time, how did he spend it? وعن جسده فيما أبلاه, his strength, how did he utilize it? وعن علمه ماذا عمل فيه, the knowledge which he attained, to what extent did he practice on it? وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه, and his wealth, how did he attain it, and which avenues did he spend it in? Did he utilize it? Beloved brothers, there is a beautiful tasalli, a beautiful consolation that we can live by, a motto, a reminder. We all face different tests. We are all trying to get rid of certain habits, certain sins, certain evil deeds. And when the moment of temptation comes, when shaitan, when nafs is whispering, and we wish to practice on the deed, but now we are fighting it, then let us remind ourselves, it is just for a few years that I have to stay away, and inshallah, in exchange for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us better. 50 to 60 years sounds a long time, but then again, 100,000 rand in a million is 10%. Yet 100,000 in 10 million is 1%. And then 100,000 in a billion, in infinity. So the short period of time compared to the eternal stage of Akhirah is nothing. The saying goes, let us not sacrifice the ocean, which is the Akhirah, for the fishbowl, which is this dunya. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a discussion that will take place between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who did not bring iman. On that day, when those who did not bring iman will realize what is akhirah, what does eternity mean, what does never ending mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them in Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ قَالَ إِلَّا لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask those who did not bring iman, tell me, how many years did you spend in the dunya? لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ Realizing how minuscule dunya was to akhirah, they will say, years? No, we just spent a day or part of a day. And Allah will say, إِلَّا لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ No, you had your appointed time in the world. That short period was given to you, but you did not take heed. You did not listen. And regret in the akhirah will not only be for those who did not bring iman. Even the jannatis will have regret. In the hadith of Tabarani and Bayhaqi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّدْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِيهَا May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who will attain jannatul firdaus bighayri hisab. Ameen. And then when the jannatis will be going about their lives, and they will recall their time in the dunya, they will recount their days, how they spent it, and they will also have a regret. And that regret will be those moments which were not spent in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an said, مَا نَدِمْتُ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ نَدَمِي عَلَىٰ يَوْمٍ غَرُبَتْ شَمْسُهُ نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يَزِدْ عَمَلِي I do not have regret like the regret I have for that day which passed. The sun set, my life span shortened, but my a'mal did not increase. Let us one day try this experiment, brothers. We just sit down and we take the watch, be it the analog watch or the digital watch, and we just sit doing nothing, no good deeds, no evil deeds. So we add in no investments for the akhirah. And just look at the watch. And watch the second hand as it passes. 1, 2, 10, 20, until 1 minute reaches. And then we tell ourselves, that 1 minute is now gone. It's not coming back. So every minute like that is a land, is a moment, an opportunity for investment. We should approach it, that every second we have, how can we invest for the akhirah? There is a story narrated of Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, an imam of the Hanafi fiqh, by his student Ibrahim ibn al-Jarrah rahmatullah alayh. Ibrahim ibn al-Jarrah rahmatullah alayh says that Imam Abu Yusuf fell ill, so I went to visit him. And I found him to be unconscious. And when he regained consciousness, he looked at me and asked, O Ibrahim, what do you think about the certain mas'ala, the certain question? So I looked at him perplexed, like, you're asking now, you sick. So he said, why not? Every moment, why not? Let us discuss it. Perhaps it can be a means of our salvation in the Akhirah. So we deliberated, we discussed, we debated the mas'ala. And after that, I stood up to leave. And when I reached the door of his house, I heard Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh take his last breath. That was the life of our Salafus Salihin. They looked how they could spend every moment earning for the Akhirah. So how do we approach this? How do we bring a change in our life? How do we become productive? Are we being asked to forgo the dunya? We must leave our jobs, leave our families, not get married, sit in a room. No, that is not Islam. Islam is a deen of moderation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and knowing our needs, He sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the perfect example that in every facet of life, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us the sunnah way to practice it. So it comes to sleeping, to eating, to walking. We practice it on the sunnah way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the intention for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reading the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read, then every moment will be earning for the akhirah. When you are going to job, we make the niyyah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to earn halal rozi. When you are speaking to our employers, employees, our colleagues, we speak in a soft way. Why? For the niyyah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was soft. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, liman atabal kalam, in a part of hadith, that for the one who is gentle in his tone, taking part at home in household chores, we doing with the niyyah of Nabi, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to also practice, used to also help out with household chores, spending time with our wives, our kids, our grandkids, that the niyyah of sunnah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to spend time with his wives, used to visit his daughters, used to play with his grandkids, his beloved grandkids. So like that, right till a simple thing like going to the bathroom, we make the niyyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who purify themselves. So we go in ensuring that no impurity remains because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned against it. And we read our du'as and we practice according to the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then every moment of our life will be a means of investment. So for that, we need to correct our niyyah in everything we do. Every day, everything we are about to do, correct our niyyah. And then learn what are the du'as, what was the sunnah way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by inculcating this in our lives, every moment will be a moment of investment for the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.